Welcome to another episode of the Five Senses webcast. I'm your host, Robert Zinni, here in the Dells in beautiful Arizona. And today, my guest is Judy Stahl, who is the Democratic candidate for AZ House Legislative District Number 1. Judy, thanks for coming back on the show.
Thank you, Robert. Nice to be here with you in Prescott at the beautiful Granite Dells.
Exactly. We're social distancing outside. I mean, it's beautiful here.
Gorgeous.
So we're at the Dells, and we wanted to bring you out here because some of your platform is about the environment. So before we get to any policy, I want to know, what does this area mean to you?
Having lived here since 1992 and raised my children here, we've spent I've got many memories from the Dells with my family as my children were growing up, with our pets, some of whom are no longer with us, running, jogging, just being able to meditate and enjoy the Dells. To me, it is a spiritual and healing place, a beautiful, natural, iconic spot that is irreplaceable. I truly feel that I am spiritually fed by nature, just by being able to be someplace where nobody's messing with it. And, you know, something that's been going on in our town is that Save the Dells, with people from all walks of life, have worked very hard to make sure that the city of Prescott listened to the people that we did not want this place overbuilt and overdeveloped. So there is a big issue with Arizona Eco Development, who, you know, some of it was private land. And the community came into the city and said, we're not willing for this to be developed so that we've got houses and the sound and the noise and the light pollution right on top of this absolutely iconic natural place, which means Prescott to anybody who's been from here and lived here. So with the hard work of activists in the Dells, citizens getting together and saying, this is what we want, and giving direction to the city, and holding the city fathers and city mothers' feet to the fire, and being willing to work and cooperate to come to a solution. There have been some great solutions. It's not completely done. I just read from Save the Dells about planning and zoning. There is a period of time where we get to speak up again. And so it is incumbent upon us as citizens to step up and say, I want the Dells to remain iconic and pristine and undisturbed by the encroachment of development. And so that is what it takes. It's one of the reasons why I'm running for office, is because you get to have a say. You know, we all need to step up. We can't just go, oh, I don't like politics. I don't like what's going on in the world. They're just going to ruin it anyway. No. We are the government. So it's really exciting that Save the Dells, which is made up of people who have worked very hard, has been able to come to a harmonious solution. Maybe not everybody's happy about everything, but that's what works when you have to compromise, when you work together, just mm-hmm. like in government.
Right. And so you're running for AZ District 1 House, and to be one of the few people that can represent us. So part of your platform is about environmental friendly policy. And I wanted to know, what exactly, when you get in office, do you plan to do to help our environment out here?
I am absolutely committed to making sure that we have good paying jobs in our district that are based on environmental responsibility. I do want to say that I support the initiative that was brought forward by Representative Noel Campbell, who is retiring from the State House at the end of his term, and I hope to win the seat that he's been sitting in. But he has been working with the state and with the city of Prescott to create a regional state park. Now, the funding looked like it was there. It's always so much work, people having to cooperate. It looked like the funding was there, but then we got the COVID-19 virus and things fell apart. I will be happy to carry on his legacy and make sure that we are able to bring the state regional park to create a buffer around the heart of the Dells so that for perpetuity, this is a beautiful, safe, lovely, natural, healing place. And as far as creating those jobs, One of the people who has endorsed me is Chris Mays, who was born and raised in Prescott. And she was valedictorian of her class at ASU, and she was a former Arizona Corporation Commissioner. Oh. So she knows about utilities. She knows how the power grids work in more ways than one, and not just in Arizona, but in the whole Southwest. So issues related to water, issues related to solar energy, issues related to wind power. These are things that our district should very much be looking to empower. This is also a place, Prescott, where people come to heal. I've been working as a massage therapist since 1987, and I've had a practice here in Prescott since 1992. And there are a lot of people who come here for the natural beauty, for the healing. People come here to retire so that they can be someplace peaceful and beautiful. And we just need to do everything in our power to make sure that this continues to be a place where everyone feels welcome, where everyone can come and get some respite, enjoy our beautiful clean air, the beautiful vistas, and the wonderful heartfelt people. So I will work in every way to make sure that the work that is brought here to empower this district economically is positive, is not the kind of business that would pollute, is not the kind of business that creates divisiveness. I love creativity. I love people going into business. I've been in business for myself here since 1992. But the fact is, we want it to be something that allows people to come together, to unite, and to feel uplifted. And so there are many, many opportunities in recycling and in many other ways. Innovation. I was going to say, Chris Mays, I got off track. Chris Mays is currently the director of the Utility of the Future Center at ASU. All about innovation. Innovation, innovation. And of course, this is her hometown. So when elected, I will talk to people and consult with experts like Chris Mays to make sure that we bring this district economic prosperity, but in a way that is completely environmentally responsible.
Excellent. And I like what you're saying about like the future utilities, because there's only like a certain amount of time where like oil and gas will probably run out and we have to figure out how to produce power and the grid different ways, right? And one of the ways to do it is to have a robust public school system. And so I wanted to know, with the economic growth, and I think one of the issues that Yavapai County has is retaining young people here because there's not a lot of jobs. When you're elected, how do you plan to make education a priority here, or at least the funding of education a priority here in District 1?
I want for us to have public education here that is just as well funded as it might be in a more urban area. And that means we need to make sure that we've got broadband available for our rural students. Because as we were mentioning before we started filming, so many schools at this point are still completely online. And until we've got a vaccine, an effective vaccine, and communities that all are coming together to work together to take the vaccine so that we can all be safe, then I don't blame parents for determining that they don't feel comfortable having their children be in an in-person setting. And I know that teachers have worked very hard, and principals and school boards and superintendents, to make sure that kids can come back to school and be able to be together, because children do need to be together. And I know that there are concerns about an increase in likelihood of students attempting to commit suicide, issues where children may not be safe in their homes, and so they need that outward environment. They need teachers and school nurses who can check in with them. So we've got to make sure that children can be together. Mm-hmm. But we're in a worldwide pandemic that, was 100 years since we had the last one like this. So we've got to make some adjustments for a little while, and we've got to work together. But when I am elected to the State House, I will work together with other state legislators to make sure that we fully fund public education. Once we have fully funded our public education, bringing it at least to the national average in terms of all these measures, then we can start looking at whether we want to provide different kinds of tax credits and money for private schools. But no, we need to keep Arizona tax dollars in Arizona specifically for our public schools. Mm-hmm. If we don't have decent public schools, nobody's going to want to live here. I would not have wanted to live here if my children didn't have access to an excellent education. And I'm glad they did. And this is not to say that teachers here aren't working very hard. They are. But they're working without the resources that they need. They are absolutely at a disadvantage. And we have lost hundreds of teachers already in school year 2020. It is devastating. So I don't know what the legislature has been thinking up till now. I know that it's been run by one party. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it really needs to be that we all come together and bring all of our good ideas together and then get to work and take action to move our educational system forward.
As a former school teacher, I know what it means to invest, the long-term investment for education. When you're elected, Judy, how do you plan to make sure education is a priority here in District 1?
Well, first of all, on the ballot for this year is the Invest in Ed initiative, Prop 208, which provides for a 3.5% surcharge on any income above $250,000 for an individual and above $500,000 for a family. So nobody who makes under $250,000 as an individual is ever going to be affected by this proposition. So that means most of us are not going to have to worry about it. In fact, it's going to be essentially the 1% that will be paying only on what they make over 250 grand as individuals or 500K as a couple. And that money is absolutely going to go to support teachers. And it is very much needed. It's a great plan. And so I'm saying vote yes on 208. That's going to help. Prescott Unified School District is currently running an override. And Humboldt Unified School District, both of these districts are in Legislative District 1. Humboldt Unified is running a bond. So we need to fund public education in all these different ways. And then the legislature needs to come together and focus and prioritize making sure that we fund public education, because that's how we keep a strong and healthy economy as well.
Nicely said, Judy. I totally agree with you, especially being a former teacher. So let's switch topics a little bit. We were talking about last time you were on the show about how you did this virtual campaign, but lately you've been doing some interesting outdoor events for your campaign. So could you like talk about how you have transformed your campaign from virtual canvassing to some of these cool events you've been doing?
Well, we had we're out here now, which is lovely, but I will admit that our first in-person event with masks and social distanced was a Yoga in the Park fundraiser this past Saturday that Kathy Davis Yoga graciously put on for us. And we had 20 people or so, and just it was absolutely wonderful. It was gorgeous. We were at Flynn Park, and the grass was green and soft under our feet, and the yoga was wonderful. And as one person said, it allows us to get balance and flexibility. And that's what I need to be able to do as a legislator.
Nice. Part of your platform is being the Common Ground candidate. I was wondering, what's missing in Arizona politics these days and why you want to be the Common Ground candidate?
Well, I'll just talk about our district.
Okay.
I've lived here for 28 years, and I'm running as a Democrat, but what's going on in our district, in our state, and in our country rises way above party. So I have a lot of people who are conservative Republicans who absolutely describe themselves as conservative Republicans who are going to vote for me, people who are independents who are going to vote for me, and the many Democrats who do not feel that they've been fully represented for many, many years here who are going to vote for me. We need some balance in this district. We need some different points of view. And at this point, we need to bring fair-mindedness and a willingness to have a conversation, a civil conversation with anyone, forward. And that is what I will do. I'm not interested in creating conflict. There's enough conflict out there as it is. Let's just have the straight conversations and get down to it. And if we can do this in a civil manner, then we can move Arizona forward. In that way, I am absolutely a progressive, but a practical progressive. Let's bring everyone together and not try and divide and not ignore people, because there's more of us. In fact, someone said to me the other day, they said, the point of government is to make sure that the people whose voice is not heard, that they are represented And that's something that I'd really like to see in this district. I will definitely be the candidate, when elected, who will bring that of the people who are running right now for the same seat as myself.
So, Judy, you're running for a state house representative. There's three people on the ballot for you. So for the folks at home who may be the first-time voter, how do we vote in your election?
Very good question. There are two seats that are going to be elected for Arizona State House for Legislative District 1. The top two vote-getters will become our next two representatives. I am the only Democrat on the ballot. There are two Republicans who made it through the primary. So two of the three of us will be elected. I just need to be one of those top two. And if folks want me to win, given the variance in registrations in this district, I need them to vote for me and only me. It's perfectly legal. Even though there are two possible votes, just fill in the bubble for Judy Stahl if you want to see me elected. Because that is how I will be elected in this district where the numbers are so broadly different. Another Democrat could have run, and then I would not have been able to run what's called single shot. But because I am the only Democrat on the ballot, vote for me, leave the other one blank, and I have a great chance to win and bring some balance to this district.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that information with us. Let's focus on some of your leadership skills. So you're running for office. Your hopes are and your intentions are to be a public elected official. If you could describe your leadership style in one word, what would it be and why?
I don't think I could say it in just one word, Robert.
Okay.
My style, I would say, is collaborative, and my leadership is strong. We need strong leaders, but only if you can be a strong leader, not a bully. Okay? So bring your leadership, I'm the leader in my own life. You need to be the leader in your own life. People need to find that leadership. And, a lot of people have told me that I am an inspirational leader. So practical, inspirational, collaborative and strong.
Nice. That's a great compliment that somebody said that you're inspirational.
It is. And, as a candidate, if I don't toot my own horn, I don't know who will. I believe in my candidacy. I believe that I can win if people vote for me single shot. And I believe that I will be an excellent legislator working with people on behalf of the citizens of LD1 and the state of Arizona.
Well, thank you, Judy, for being a guest second time here on the webcast. For our listeners and viewers at home, if they don't know where to find more information about you, where can we find information?
If you're online, you can find out more about me at my website at www.judystahl.com. We are also on Instagram. We are on Twitter. We are on Facebook. So you can find out more about any events and what's going on with the campaign over these next 5 weeks at my website, www.judystahl.com.
All right. Well, thank you, Judy. And this is Robert Zinni here interviewing Judy Stahl at the Dells in Prescott, Arizona. And for more information about 5 Senses, log on to 5ensesmag.com. Like us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.